Good evening and welcome to Vespers. My name is Scott Kirshner, Village Pastor. I hope that you have a booklet that says Vespers 86 on the front. And this is our sung Vespers liturgy for tonight. And I would ask you to please turn to page 5. You'll see that the song, Psalm 141, divides into two parts at the top of page 5, L1 and L2. And we'll divide ourselves kind of down the center of our worship space here. You can see that Conrad is, I think, in the back of the room, is kind of bisecting the room. And those of you who are on the west side of the room, we'll do L1, and the east side of the room, L2. And then when we get to the Magnificat on page 9, the words that Mary sings when the angel comes to her and tells her she will bear a child whose name will be Jesus, we will stand together as we sing those words. And with that, let us prepare our hearts for worship.
Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. Stay with us now, for it is evening. Let your light scatter the darkness.
prayers come before you, O God, as incense. And may your presence surround us and fill us, so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives.
A reading from Romans chapter 12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, do not think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and not all members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ. And individually, we are members of one another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, the compassionate in cheerfulness. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
And then a reading from Mary Schramm from Gift of Grace. Many of us grew up with the idea that our worth as individuals is equated with our success or how busy we appear to be. Our self-esteem is so closely linked to the success or failure of everything we do that we begin to judge ourselves by what others think of us. Henry Nouwen calls this being in the world and also of the world. In solitude, we discover this success mentality is a false illusion. In his book, Out of Solitude, Nouwen says, a life without a lonely place, that is, a life without a quiet center, easily becomes destructive. When we cling to the results of our actions as our only way of self-identification, then we become possessive and defensive and tend to look at our fellow human beings more as enemies to be kept at a distance than as friends with whom we share the gift of life. I plead guilty to judging people often by the results of their actions. On a recent retreat, I asked a woman what she did. She laughed and put her arm around me as she replied, I'm just a full-time person. She gave me a good answer. This woman knew the difference between being and doing, between who she was and what she did. At the next party, when you have been introduced to someone, ask them who they are instead of what they do. Their responses will give strong clues as to their self-identification and self-worth. I'm a mother. I'm a professor. I'm a widow. I have a hearing problem. I'm a failure in the eyes of my folks. I often think of a man living near our farm in West Virginia. He's known as the other Harris. Is one to assume there is a Mr. Harris of more importance than this man whose first name no one seems to know? Many of us suffer from a low self-image. We consider ourselves to be worthwhile only in relation to our successes and the approval of others. In Christian community, we should find the words of encouragement that we are special, gifted individuals. In times of solitude and prayer, we find even more assurance that we are worthwhile, redeemed, spirit-graced children of God.
The light shines in the darkness.
And the darkness.
To
Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father.
Serve the living God.